What up, guys, and welcome to the Uplifting Channel. I hope everybody is well and all of the above. I hope everybody is staying productive, staying healthy, taking care of your soul, mind, body, and all of the above. Happy Easter. It is March 31st, and I am just thankful to say that we have made it to another Easter. You know, it's been great. Life has been amazing, guys. No bad news. Honestly, it's been really fun and strange all in one, because I guess when you get used to bad stuff happening, you get scared when it's all good, because it's just like, damn, life has been too good. What's about to sneak up? But I hope everybody is being productive. I hope everybody is having a good 2004. I hope everybody's having a good 2004 so far, because I am. Guys, I got my new car. It's amazing. I love it. It's not what I wanted at first, but I got even better, if that makes sense. It's not what I wanted, but what I got is better than what I wanted. So, it's been amazing. I love it so far. What's been going on in my life so far? Well, besides that, I got the new car. Right now, I'm really big on my health journey right now. Like, really big. Like, I've always been big on it, but I started slacking a little bit. So, I've really been on it. And it's been going great. I love it so far. I go to the gym 5 days out the week. If not, at least four days out the week. So that's been going, honestly, really great. I have no complaints with that. I go on vacation in 3 weeks, and I cannot wait. Like, when I say I cannot wait, I literally can cry, because I cannot wait. Like, I've been working my ass off between school, work, and streaming. Like, I have no days off. Like, yesterday, I legit did a 30-hour stream. From Friday going all the way into Saturday night / Sunday morning, because I didn't stop streaming till like 3. It's been fun though. It was really worth it. Meeting a whole bunch of different people, collaborating with different streamers. So it's really been worth it every step of the way. I'm really excited to see where I can go and continue going. I've been streaming now on, I'm going to go like faithfully on a 5-month, and for 5 months I've been doing really good. I'm almost at 1,000 followers. I think I'm like 140 away from 1,000 followers. That might not seem like a lot, but in the stream world, 200 followers is a lot, because those are 200 people who follow you for you and join your life when you know when you're live or stop by, even if they don't stay for the whole time. So to have 860 followers, like, that's amazing to me. Being a Twitch affiliated is amazing to me. No, my checks is not crazy, but my checks are good. It's a good amount, you feel me? Shit, kind of better than people who work part-time in certain jobs, like. So I'm thankful, honestly. And it's been great, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been really great. My mind is good. My soul is good. You know, staying busy and staying productive is very good, because it helps you stay away from them dark thoughts. And I'm a really dark person, if you know me. I'm really dark. Like, a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people realize that until they're around me a lot. I have a lot of dark humor. I have a lot of dark, you know, jokes, because it's just me, you know. I feel like when you just get used to certain shit, or, you know, used to certain feelings or feeling a certain way, you find a way to get through it, if that makes sense. So dark humor was always a way for me to get through something. I'm sorry for the background noise. I got my window open. It's nice outside on this nice beautiful Sunday, so you might hear cars driving by. But besides that, I can't wait to vacation. Like, that's really my goal. Like, you know what's crazy? Before we really get into this episode, I've talked to a lot of people, and people really don't go on vacations. Like, for example, somebody I know, they have three kids, their significant other, and them. So it's a family of five. And they was just like, yeah, we don't go on vacation because it's too expensive. No vacation is going to be cheap, but not every vacation is expensive, if that makes sense. I feel like vacation is important because it's just important to make memories, but it's also important to relax for your well-being, not only just your well-being, but your kids' well-being, your significant other well-being. I feel like it's really important to branch out and do different things. Like, I'm not in a phase no more where going to the club is fun to me. Like, I don't know, I'm definitely getting old, but it's been like that for like 3 years, so I've been like, and I guess because I partied so much in my younger days, like going to school, being depressed, being up there and being able to get alcohol whenever you want it, being able to get smoke whenever you want it. I did it every day, you feel me? Then once I turned 21, I was really fucked up around them few years of my 21 age of being 21. It's not like I had a good 21 year. No, it was really rough. So all I did is drink, and then I was able to go buy it myself. So it was even more worse, but better on my part, because it was like, bet. I don't gotta wait for nobody. I don't gotta pay nobody. I don't gotta go to a college party. I was going to the bar. I was doing whatever. So I just feel like that is just not my mindset no more. Like, I don't mind going out, but if we're gonna go out, let's do some different shit. Like, let's go somewhere exotic. You feel me? Like, I don't want to go to the same, I'm not gonna say basic club, or I'm gonna say basic club. I'm not gonna say ghetto club, because bitch, the ghetto clubs be the best clubs. So I'm gonna say basic, because it's just like, yeah, she's shaking her ass. That's what's up. Like, you feel me? Like, that stuff just does not intrigue me no more as much as it did when I was younger, if that makes sense. So, I've been honestly chilling, and it's been good. Like, for the most part, it's really just been like good. Like, we really chill. Like, me and my partner will go to the casino, and for that, to us, that's freaking a date. You feel me? It's peaceful. Everybody just trying to make money. Everybody sipping on whatever they drinking, and they just focusing on trying to make a bag, not bothering nobody. So I love the casino. That's one of my favorite things. We like going to different casino and trying different shit. And yeah, they just was saying, like, vacation, we can't go on vacation. I'm just like, you don't gotta go to Hawaii for vacation. A vacation could be a nice cabin in the woods. A vacation can be a nice Myrtle Beach trip, you feel me? A vacation can be a New Jersey trip, you know? That's one thing I do love about my mom and what she did for me and my brother, especially me, because I had my hair right on my shoulders. I was the mature one, but the youngest one, is that my mom took me to see the world, and she showed me that it's more than just Philadelphia. That is the best gift my mom has given me besides life. It's just showing me that there's a whole world out there for you to see, but it's up to you to go see it. That you can pay your bills and you can still live life. I feel like a lot of people tend to forget that. They just be like, oh, I go to work just to pay my bills and have a roof over my head. Yes, that should be your number one priority. But it should also be, yes, I go to work, and I go to work to pay my bills and have a roof over my head for me and my family, but also to do fun stuff, because life is too short. My mom, we went everywhere. It don't matter where it was, if it was just the Wildwood every summer, if it was, we used to go to New Jersey like Atlantic City in the winter time. Like every year we had a winter trip to Atlantic City, because during those times that is the cheapest time to go to Atlantic City is in the winter, because it's just like, who really gonna go in the winter? But during the winter, a lot of people don't know, take note, they do a lot of deals in the winter time. A lot of promotions where they'll either give you money to gamble, free rooms, free nights at the hotels. Like, I don't know how it is no more, but every year for like 10 years, we would go in the winter, closer to like November, December, or maybe January. I think it was January. And we would go down there for like 4 or 5 days. And the most things we would do is go see different shows. Of course, my mom and I would go gamble, or we would go out to eat, different stuff like that. Go swimming, we'll be swimming all day. And that shit was fun, because not only do you need a vacation, but sometimes kids need a vacation, and kids need a break too from, you know, the real world, school, and all of the above. So I really think that it's important for you to, you could be cheap, but you could also have fun. Like, and then especially when you got a partner and you and your partner is locked in. And I'm not saying that that person, a partner, is not locked in, because 100% they are. But what I am saying, that's what makes it more locked in, is okay, we're going to do this, that, and the dirt. And then we're going to do this, that, and the dirt. If I can't go out this weekend, I'm cool with that, because in 3 weeks, I'm going to be out for a week. You feel me? A week and a half on vacation. I'm cool with not going to the bar every day, or a party every day, or every week, because that party money and that week money can go towards vacation, you feel me? It could go towards something I actually want to do and enjoy, and not going to stand in a corner or regret it, you know, be drunk the next day, although I don't drink no more like that. But at least if I'm going to be drunk, I don't want to wake up in no ratchet and dusty place. Like, my new thing is, if I'm going to be drunk, can I wake up on the beach? Can I wake up with the blue water? Like, that's just me. I don't know. I'm getting old, guys. 30 is not far. Got, you know, I got a couple of years, okay? Okay. But it's not far at the end of the day, so... And then life is just so short. So many young people dying. So many people dying from, you know, health issues. But there's so many people dying for dumb stuff. People was getting more reckless and more bold. People been reckless, but people are being more bold and reckless. And those two don't connect, because it's a difference of having somebody who is just reckless. Okay, you know, if you do some shit around them, or you do some shit to them, they might do some shit back to you, but they're going to do it in the dark, or they're going to do it behind your back. But now these people was bold and reckless, meaning they don't give a fuck. They just going to do it no matter when or where. So you got to be mindful to that. And I feel like a lot of people don't be mindful to that. And I'm really just realizing more and more, like, life is really short. And you don't want to dwell on saying life is short. Oh my God, am I going to die today or tomorrow or the next day or next week or 4 weeks? Sorry, chat. People just be... I don't even know what the fuck that was. But I'm about to close my window. But anyway, like, you just never know. And you don't want to dwell on being paranoid. So my mindset is saying, live your life and do what you want to do before it's too late. Or if not, and you that person that's going to live to 70 and 80, do something for somebody who wish they can do what you're doing right now, because it's somebody who can't or haven't or is on a deathbed. You know, those are the things I think about more the more older I get. They do say the more older you get, the more wiser you're supposed to get. And I definitely believe I'm becoming more wiser. It's sometimes scary, but it's also really, really good. I love it. But yes, take a vacation. Take a break. Yes, work will be there. You know, work will be there when you come back. Work is going to be right there waiting for me. And I'm not going to be ready. I'm not gonna be ready. But for that week and a half with that nice PTO, thank you the Lord, I am not thinking about work. Nobody about to call me XYZTW, I don't know, FIG. That was tough. But no, for real, like, don't call me, don't text me. I don't even want to look at you. I'm deleting the app. I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to hear nothing. I go on vacation the 19th. I come back the end of the month. That is beautiful to me. I think the last day of the month, if I'm not mistaken. And I couldn't be more happy. I'm thankful and I'm excited to... And I'm going with my family too. So this will be the first trip with my partner, my significant other, and my family. Because I've done a lot of stuff with her family. So it's really exciting to see how this is going to go and how this is going to play out. One of my sister-in-laws is supposed to go. Not sure. That's another story for another day. But I'm just really excited. I'm so excited. Shout out to my mom. My birthday is tomorrow. She'll be turning 53. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank the Lord. She has lived 53 years. So I'm really excited to spend this time with her. My nana is going. Couple cousins is going. My nana is going. And my nana is almost 70 years old. She is 69. So I'm really excited. And my nana party like it's no other day. Okay? She's a party. Partier. So I'm just really excited to see how my significant other correlates with my mom and them, even though they already been out with each other and we've seen that before, but to actually be around them all week, like, that's going to be very exciting. What else, guys? I got a couple topics to talk about because I got some people who did the poll, a couple people who responded, so... I know a lot of people wanted me to talk about the health is wealth. Give me a second. I've been really thinking back of like all the stuff I used to eat. And now I look at the stuff I don't eat. I'm not an eater problem. Like, we don't order out. We don't do that. We cook. I eat my fruits, my vegetables. But y'all know what my problem is? My sweet tooth. I love a sweet. I love a cake. I love a pastry. And I haven't drew. Been doing actually doing good. I'm doing the 75 day challenge. Shout out to one of my close friends, Danae, who pushed me and motivated me. And I think I'm on day 27. And it's been very good. Really good. Really good. But I love a sweet. That's really it. Like, I really do believe health is wealth. I believe that health is better than wealth. Like, money is great, all of the above, but healthiness is more important, because when you go, your money will be no longer yours. But your health, the more better you take care of your health, the more you can enjoy your wealth, if that makes sense. And I've seen this guy. I watch a lot of videos about people like surviving, homeless, drug addicts. I just like watching that stuff because it motivates me to see how I could help somebody, and it motivates me to pray that, you know, I never be in that predicament. Because I was in that role, and I feel like people be like, oh, well, I'm not on crack, or I'm not on heroin, or I'm not on pills or Percocets, but I smoke weed every 20 minutes. You have an addiction problem. I had an addiction problem with alcohol, and I had an addiction problem with smoking weed. And it took me a very long time to realize that, you feel me? I was working to get high, I was working to get drunk and lit. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, back in those days, I didn't have to pay for bills. You know, I was living, had my own apartment up at school. I was living up at school, coming home or going to my close best friend house, at the time, girlfriend house, And I was cool. So I was working to get high, and I was working to drink. I wasn't working to do anything else. And when you have that mindset, it's really, really not good, and it's very unhealthy for you. But I'm not afraid to say where I have came from, and where I have been, and where I am going, and where I am now. I've came a long way. And anybody who out there who have struggled in the past with an addiction, regardless of what it was, some people could be addicted to sex. Like, it's so many things people don't understand or really take the time to look at. And that's me. I take the time to really look at people and look at the humanity and see, like, damn, these are really issues that a lot of people don't talk about. They just judge from what they see on the outside. But anyway, I was watching this video about this guy. He was fine. Like, when I say he had to be like almost 60, he was fine as hell. He had his nice muscles. He looked good, but he was addicted to can't remember what drug, but it was one of the YouTube videos I watched where they go talk to the people who are out in the street and addicted. And he was somewhere in Arizona. When I say he was fine, y'all, if he cleaned him up real cool, put him in a nice suit, he could be my sugar daddy, no cap. And he had said this statement. He was just like, you know, they was just asking him, like, you look good, why are you in the street? And he was like, you know, I'd rather be healthy than wealthy and have everything I need, a roof over my head, hot water, food in the fridge, and unhealthy. He said, I'd rather be homeless and fit and know, damn, I don't have this to buy this, that, and the third. I can't go to Chick-fil-A every day if I want to. It'll be nice, but I can't afford it. And I'm okay with that, because I'd rather be healthy and homeless than wealthy and unhealthy. And I've never heard nobody say anything like that. And I was just like, damn, like, bro, he got a point. And although he probably do other stuff along the, you know, the line, that's between him, you feel me? That's between him and who he look up to. You get my drift? Like, that's between him. That's none of my business. That's not nobody's business but his. And I just was like, wow, like, if you really listen to that, like, that shit is really deep. Like, damn, like, huh? Like, am I hearing this right? And he was real honest with it, and I love that. Like, I admire that, you feel me? Because that's truthful, you know? A lot of people don't realize that, you know, health is very important. I'm trying to get better at that, because I am 26 years old. I'm still young, but I'm not young. And life is short, and I'd rather be 26 and realize how important health is, rather than be 35 or 40 and on my deathbed, or 30 trying to figure that out. No. And a shout out to the people who do figure that shit out at 40 and 30 and 50. You know, shout out to you guys. I admire you guys more than anything, and that's amazing. Like, I love people like that, because they didn't give up. They didn't say, oh, well, it's too late. No, they kept going. And I love that. You feel me? I love that. And it's kind of like my coworker. Not going to put her on blast, but I love her. And she had a story like that. You know, she's an older woman, and she had to put her health first, and she did. And I love seeing and hearing about her journey and still watching her continue her journey. And I tell her every day, like, I look up to you. Like, that's amazing. You did it and you didn't give up. And not only did she do it for herself, but she did it for her family. And I love that. I really do. I feel like the world and the government don't really do much to motivate people to be more healthier, or to stay away from these certain things that they know is killing us. But that's a whole different topic. I'm pretty sure they listening, so I'm not gonna get dark and twisted, because I could get dark and twisted. But nah, it's crazy. Damn. But yeah, streaming been fun, guys. Like, streaming been, oh my God. Like, I said when I get 1,000 followers, I'm going to start turning my camera on. Because I'm just really shy. So I've been trying to really, like, interact more. And I've been doing so much better compared to how I started 5 months ago. You feel me? And it's been, it shows. Like, it definitely shows. Like, people want to subscribe and people want to give biddies. I don't care if it's 50 cent worth of biddies. It's just like, damn, you paying for me? Like, you paying your hard or your hard working money to watch me play a game? I love that. I admire that. No cap. Shit's fun. Pray one day I get bigger though. That's the goal. Get bigger and bigger. Definitely gotta interact more with this podcast, but I definitely got a lot of views and listeners. I was just reading my growth. Like right now we almost at 3,000 listeners. That's a lot. I'm not sure if it's 3,000 listeners or 3,000 like 3,000 people who listened, or if it's like they listened to it 3,000 times. But regardless, it's growing up and I appreciate that, because I haven't even posted, you know what I'm saying? I think the last time before I posted in February, I had like 1,900 listeners, and now I'm pushing 2,900. That's amazing. I can't imagine if I really post like every week, but I'm gonna try to keep it more going. And I got a lot of new content coming with actually having guests on the podcast, so I'm excited. I'm gonna start doing stuff in between, like with different streamers and stuff like that, so it's gonna be really fun, guys. I'm really excited. I'm really happy, you know. I have no complaints. God is good. I'm here. I'm still making episodes for you guys, and I love you guys. This is the Uplifting Channel, where we talk about everything. The good, the bad, the sad, the hurt, the pain, all of the above. So, I have no shame in my game. And I'm just trying to make it to the point where I could look back and be like, everything I went through was worth it. Even though I already look at it that way. Everything I've been through was beyond worth it. Because where I am today is no place I thought I'll ever be. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, where would you see yourself? It wouldn't be here. I probably wouldn't even be alive. I ain't gonna lie to you. Damn, that just got dark. Told y'all. I told you. I get dark. But I don't care. You feel me? I'm honest with it. Because I feel like people who are dark and who have went through shit, they hide themselves. And don't really show who they are. I don't care who you are. You could be my boss. You could be my mom. You could be my best friend. You could be a stranger. I'm going to be honest with you. This is who I am. It helps me get through what I've been through. And remind me that it's okay to be a damaged fucking person. Like, it's okay to be fucked up. Like, for like some people just think life is so peaches and cream. And, you know, maybe somebody out there, life is just peaches and cream. And if it is, I look up to you. Actually, I fucking admire you. Like, shout out to you. Kudos to you. But in my world, it's not all peaches and cream. We're going to take a break. Because I'm doing it on my PC and using my microphone. And it's only going to allow me to do 30 minutes. So, chat. Damn. See, I've been streaming too much. About to call y'all chat. I mean, I can, but I'll be right back, guys. But yeah, guys, besides that, life has been amazing. Honestly, I'm excited for this new month. I'm excited for vacation and all of the above. I hope everybody stay productive. I hope everybody stay positive, even when it's hard. Don't give up. Don't stop believing in your dreams, no matter how old you are, 30, 40, 50, 20, 60, whatever. If you're still here, make it count. I love and appreciate everybody who supports me and show love so much. I'm doing this new thing with my stream where we do podcast Sundays. So every Sunday, I'm going to try to stream and see how my numbers work from there. I care about the numbers, but I don't really. I really just care about people hearing me and people understanding that they're not alone. So many people out there who feel alone, and, you know, I don't really think a lot of people understand or realize that it's always somebody out there who feels alone. It's somebody at this very second and at this very moment who feels alone or feel not worth enough. So if you know that person, share this to them and let them know that they are worth it. They are not alone. And to keep going no matter how hard it is, because at the end of the day, it will be worth every tear, every heartache, every scar, and all of the above. My number one goal is to do everything I can while I'm still here. Even if that's until 50, 40 years from now. But just so people know that they're not alone. Like, because I remember when I was at my darkest moment and I was alone. I felt alone. And it wasn't a good place. It wasn't a good feeling. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish that on a horrible person. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, because it's not a good feeling. It's really, really not. So know that you matter. Know that you are important. You matter. If I don't know you, you matter to me. Just know that every good heart, aching heart, matters to me. Like, you guys matter so much. I will see you guys next Sunday. Let's see if I can really do this. Like, do y'all think I can do it? I feel like I can. So, guys, I will see you guys next Sunday. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Uplifting Channel, where we uplift spirits and all of the above. I love you guys, and until next time.